Hello, welcome to Teachers Talking Tech. This is Eric Robinson.
I'm Mike Brown.
I'm Marie Larson.
And we have had a little hiatus here because we had, like, I don't know if it was like a snow day. We had indoor recess. We had all these things where we kept trying to record the podcast.
Two indoor recesses in a row. Yeah. 2 weeks of it.
Yeah, it's been a rough fall.
It has been.
As far as podcasts go.
We could try a podcast with all our kids in the background just yelling and screaming.
That would be real life.
That's
people
right.
People would relate to that.
And we could just call it Real Talk.
Yeah, but nobody wants to listen.
Teachers Talking Tech IRL.
That's right. Nobody wants to listen to that when they're not at work, though.
That's true. Can you imagine? You're like,
our viewership or listening ship would go down.
There's kids in the back room screaming and asking for Band-Aids and stuff.
Yeah. I don't think anybody needs to hear that. You're right. So, Marie, you had this idea today to talk about how to teach with emojis.
I know. I kind of like brought it to you guys as a joke, and then the more I thought of it, I was like, actually, I use this so many different ways. We use emojis. I mean, the kids love emojis. They're a part of their everyday lives, and there are so many different ways you can do it and be, you know, productive with emojis.
Well, listen, I'm down. Anytime that I can do something new and try something new, then I think the kids get excited. I think I get more excited about teaching. And, like, let's face it, man, emojis are the thing.
That's right. And I'll be honest with you. At first, I thought, this is silly. Because
he did.
I
had to talk both of them into this.
I definitely would not teach with emojis naturally, I guess is the right way to
embrace
say it.
Embrace the emojis.
But, you know, having Marie energize us old bogeys, Eric and I are.
That's right.
That might help sometimes. And so maybe I'll give it a try. Probably not. But no, I'm just kidding. But the reality of it is, like both of you said, this is going to be, I mean, this is how kids and they're going to be young adults eventually, will communicate.
Yeah, and even though it'll look different, I'm sure, when they're older, like emojis have turned into memojis, animojis. There are, like...
You probably know more types than I do.
Oh, gosh.
I was like, I use a smiley face and a thumbs up.
Well, there's so many...
I'm a big fan of the thumbs up, yeah.
Yeah. You know what? There's so many, though, that are like... The companies, like Bitmoji is a big one, right?
I still type my smiley faces with a colon and a closed parenthesis.
Do you? Well, that's, you know what? That shows how old school you are. You just want to hold on to the past.
Who types anymore?
Yeah, that's right. Who types? Well, I know that like Bitmoji,
yeah.
Which if you've never checked that out, you basically just make your own face on there, and then there's a bunch of artwork that goes along with it. It's a lot of fun, but it's definitely for adults. Like half of them are like, wine time, you know, and you're holding a giant bottle of wine. Those are just not made for kids. We're talking like basic emojis here, but I know there's ways to get emojis, obviously on iOS devices, really easy to do it on other tablets. Even on Chromebooks, I know that there are things in the Google Play Store where you can download
yes.
whole packages of emojis. So they're not hard to find. But here's the hard part. So how do you turn this into something where if your principal walked in, they're not like...
This is educational.
You just got an F- on your evaluation.
Yeah.
So how can we use this to help kids learn and to help us teach?
Well, I think the whole reason it came about is I was... using emojis for like different things for language arts, for our different skills of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So we started with syllables and teaching, if you know, sound spelling. Like if you break a word into syllables, you can spell bigger words. So I would put an emoji on the board. We would break it into syllables. And like if it was a turtle or caterpillar. And then they would...
So you used it as a picture.
As the picture. And then they were there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. Well, and that's good, too, because especially if you're teaching lower L, mm-hmm. emojis are a way for kids to know what you're talking about
yeah.
without having to write the word and having them all figured out and this and that.
Yeah.
I like mm-hmm. that. So, yeah, compound words,
compound
I like that.
Compound words was another one. You could make compound words with emojis.
You know, a lot of times, like we were just doing one today where we were doing adjectives, verbs, and nouns. And when my kids would write the noun... they added an emoji to it. And it was kind of nice because it gave them like a visual representation of that word. So if you're mm-hmm. thinking of a noun, there's a picture of the cat and you can see like, yeah, that's a noun. Where if it was a verb, it was like a guy running.
Mm-hmm.
So they can actually see that picture along with the word.
Right.
Yeah. I love that. I mean, that's...
And like I said, with compound words, we played a game with a partner where the partner would pick like dog, house. They would pick the two pictures and then their partner would have to write the word.
Now, you know, Mike, can you imagine using this for, like, planning out a writing? Like, you could use it to start planning out
mm-hmm.
with pictures first.
Yeah.
like through the emotions of your story.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I was kind of thinking of that similar to what you're saying with the emotions, but like I was thinking in the terms of punctuation. Mm. Like, you know, you could put an excited emoji after your exclamation point, or that I think there's like a question emoji after your question mark or whatever.
And I think about those book snaps you do all the time.
Oh, book snaps, sure.
Yeah.
And just if you don't, you can go back and listen to that podcast. The book snaps are basically where kids take a picture of a part of a book, and then they can add, like, you know, what they remember from that part, and they can type important words. But then one of the most important things is they add an emoji, because that tells you how they connected to it. Mm-hmm. Like, what was the character feeling, or how were you feeling when you read it? Yeah, and emojis are so perfect for that, because they're quick, they're easy, but they tell you a lot, even mm-hmm. though it's just one picture.
Well, and I think you can gather comprehension so easily.
Yeah.
Based on that. Like, how is the character feeling?
Yeah. Now, I have a question for you before we get to, like, math. I know that a lot, you know, the elephant in the room here is, like, yes, there is a cigarette emoji. Mm. There are the middle finger emojis, that kind of stuff. So how do you guys deal with that?
Beer glasses emoji.
Yeah.
Which I do use a lot, but that's not at school. Go ahead.
Disclaimer.
Yeah. Disclaimer. Not at school.
Wow. I we've talked about this too, that like whole citizenship piece with iPads, and I think you use it as it comes up, and it's come up before.
Right.
Like, it's absolutely come up. We used at the beginning of the year emojis to make a poster about ourselves. We took like a picture of ourselves, and then we had to put different emojis to represent things that were about us.
Oh, I love that.
And it I mean, it comes up, and you have it. You have to have a discussion about it, right?
Yeah, I mean, you might have a kid who's a big beer drinker, right? And they're
and they're like, "This represents me," but I mean, I think if you have to be honest, and you have to talk about it. You can't like, you know, brush it under the rug. You have to say, and I think you put it back on them. Like, what do you think? Like, this is going to be posted to Seesaw, or other people are going to see this. Mm-hmm. Is this something you want me to see, your parents to see? Is this something you think is school appropriate?
Because most of the time, they're just trying to get a rise.
They are.
Oh, look what I did. And then all of a sudden, you call them on it, and they're like,
well, and to be honest, we did the ooh family, and one of my kids did the poop emoji, and I was like, okay. And you know what? It worked.
Validated.
So, yeah, so they weren't doing it just to be naughty. They just were doing it. So it's kind of your own personal comfort level.
Yeah.
And if you're sharing it on something like Seesaw with parents, you kind of have to either ask the kid, like, what's mom and dad going to think of this? Or, you know, think about, have I met them? What would they think? You can kind of censor it a little bit. But, yeah, the whole model of censor everything doesn't work. When they go home and they are on their mom's phone or their dad's mm-hmm. phone or a device at home, they're going to see that stuff.
Well, like you said, they know. They're just trying to push boundaries. And it only happened the one time. And we talked about it, and it hasn't happened again.
Yep.
Well, let's move on to math. So what's a way you could use emojis for math, Marie?
We did emoji story problems.
Oh, cool.
They loved it. I mean, kind of like, you know, picking, like, there's so many animals on there. You know what I mean? They could make a picture of their emoji. We did it right in Seesaw, but you could do it in so many different apps too, probably just.
Sure, that's the cool thing about emojis, at least on iOS devices. Any app where you can type, you can use emojis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what some people will ask, like, well, how do you get an emoji in there? And it's like, if you can type words, you just tap on the emoji icon.
And it'll pop up.
And then now you're using emojis.
Yeah, so we did story problems, and they loved it. They had to pick their emojis that they wanted and make a story based around it in a math sentence. And
oh, nice.
They loved it. All right.
Well, that's cool. And I would think, like, for especially young kids, addition and subtraction, it's a very obvious kind of way to use it. But you could also use it for multiplication.
Build arrays with emojis.
Right,
arrays.
And that, you know, I joked about not using emojis, but I've used emojis to do arrays in the past. That was one of the ways we did it, where we would build an array. I'd let them pick an emoji. We had that conversation. It has to be appropriate, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, and that's fun. And the biggest thing is, we talked about this a lot with any of our podcasts, is the reason you use technology is to engage the students.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're engaging them in something that's that they're familiar with, but it's better than drawing a picture of a
emojis make everything
of
more
a 5x5
engaging.
Array with circles. Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, totally. Well, and you can really take it from there, and you can make it into a story because they have that unit. Like, when they're drawing circles, that doesn't mean anything except for this is an array. It's very dry. But when it is dogs or whatever it is, mm-hmm. then all of a sudden you can take it from there and make a story out of it where the kids can actually follow along with that. So You know, I would think too. I know I use them for like counters for games and stuff like that.
Oh, and you do what, like board games, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, I do board games, and they work great. Like if you've never seen, if you use Seesaw, you can actually make a little board game, and the emojis, the kids can like use them to move the emojis around as the pieces, mm-hmm. which works out great there. So, yeah, I'll bet you there's a million ways that you could use them for math.
Yes.
But most of them are kind of like that, use them as counters, use them as, you know, for array or story problems. But really, where they really get their power from is when you can take them for things like ELA or what you have, what you're going to talk about, which is social emotional. So how do you use these for like social emotional?
So for social emotional, usually once a week, and you can do this like very publicly or privately if you want to. Like sometimes I'll have the kids say how they're feeling and send it to me with using one emoji, and mm-hmm. that's a quick check-in. Sometimes I will have them, I'll have my iPad up on the big screen as part of when they come in at the beginning of the day, and they have to put the emoji under their name, and then we can all kind of check in with them that way.
That's a great way to do it, because like we talked about before, having those, describing their emotions, whether you're using exclamation points or question marks or whatever, you can also describe your emotion and how you're feeling.
Yeah, and sometimes we don't even talk about it, but it's up there on the board, and the kids kind of start looking out for each other and seeing how each other's feeling, and they can go talk to them, you know, check in with each other.
Yeah, I was talking to a teacher. I was doing a session all about, like, student ownership of the classroom, and we talked about, like, our morning check-in. And we've talked about mm-hmm. that on the podcast before, mm-hmm. where we have the kids sit in a circle, kind of put up their fingers, how they're feeling, and talking about how important that is for kids to feel like they're validated. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have time... That was one of the people said, I would love to do this. I don't have time in the morning to do that. This is a quick way that you could have kids share. And even if it was low tech, you could just give them a sticky note and they can draw an emoji.
That's what I was going to say, too. They can draw. You know, that's a completely non-tech option. Mm-hmm. They know what they are. They know what they look like.
Yeah. You could even...
What a fun project that would be, design your own emoji.
Oh, I love that, Mike.
Design challenge.
Yeah. I found an app that would let you design your own emoji, but of course the problem became the second I looked into it a little farther, it immediately became inappropriate.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, cool, I can give it a smile or a sad face. Oh, wait a minute. And then all of a sudden it was just, you know.
That's what I was going to ask the three of you. I have a question for you at the end of the podcast about emojis.
Really? Don't save it for the end. I want to hear it.
The three of us, there's...
I included myself.
So you can answer your
question. I'm going to participate too.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, ask a question now.
I was going to say, what emoji are you if you had to pick an emoji for yourself?
One of the emojis that are currently there.
Yes.
You know what? I'm going to pull up the emojis really quick. I think that I would, you know, we have a coworker that we always tease because she sends that one. I think it's called like crunk or something like that, where it's basically, it's supposed to show somebody who's been partying a lot.
Yeah.
They just look a little loopy.
Yeah. I think that I am probably a cross between the winky face stick out your tongue guy,
mm-hmm.
right? The guy, yeah, that guy, or the upside down smile.
Oh, I like that one too.
The upside down smiley face. I don't even know what it means. That's kind of why I feel like that's me.
I think that's a great way to describe Eric.
Yeah. I do too. Mister, I think that's very.
I store
accurate.
My pizza box in the cupboard for 2 weeks with pizza in it.
All right, so quick story time.
Forgot about that. Whoops.
Sorry, I'm totally hijacking the podcast now. Quick story time. So Mike and Marie will often put things in my room and to see how long it is before I'll notice them.
Yes.
And they put up
a terrible prank to plan if he notices
and I know I noticed nothing. There was a giant, like, what was it, Kleenex box? It said, like, number one teacher. They put, like, in the middle of my room, and I didn't notice for, like, 4 months. And then, so, anyway, so we had some leftover pizza the other day, and I was like, well, I don't want to leave it out in front of the kids. So I put it up in my cupboard. And Marie was going into my cupboard last week.
To get like a fork?
Yeah, to get a fork or something. She's like, oh my God, Eric, how old is this pizza? And it had been in there for like a month. And I also.
Ice cream sandwich.
Oh, the ice cream.
Oh, the ice cream sandwich.
I said, we have kids that deliver. We have kids that deliver birthday treats, and they brought our ice cream sandwiches, and I was teaching, and I was like, oh, thank you so much. Happy birthday. And I put put it on top of the shelf, and then I noticed it. It was about 2 or 3 months later.
It was like 6 months later.
Okay. Well, we're not splitting hairs from here, Marie. And it had somehow, like, fused to the shelf.
Well, somehow.
Yeah, well, yeah. We know how. And I had to use a chisel, like, to get it off of there because it had stuck so hard. It was, yeah. Anyway, that's my emoji.
Yeah.
There's my story. So how about you, Mike? What would you be?
Probably exploding head guy.
That's true. Mike does get from 0 to 10 pretty quickly.
Yeah, you know, just occasionally. Although I've been working really hard at staying out of the exploding
head
guy.
We're so proud of you.
Yeah. And it's not with my students. It's more of the politics of education that drive me crazy.
My students are
fine, so we won't get into all the politics of education.
Oh, you don't want to do that right
sometimes
now?
Sometimes they do make my
not
head
explode.
Not
on my emoji podcast. So. This is a very happy one.
So,
all right, how about you, Marie?
Oh, I for sure am the little smiley face with all the hearts around it mixed with the party hat one.
I would agree with that. Party hat with hearts all around it.
Yeah.
And you know what, Marie? I'm picturing this, too, that when you wrote your name forever, you put a heart over your eye.
Yeah, you have to.
Oh, guaranteed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed. Well, there you go, listeners.
Emoji are you?
That's right.
Listeners.
Oh, you know what? This is a perfect time for us to plug our call-in here because we didn't have any call-ins. We had that awesome one from Brazil, and then we had nobody after that. It was so sad. We want you to call in, and what we mean by that is don't actually call. We don't have a phone number. But just do a voice memo on your phone and then share it via email with teacherstalkingtech@gmail.com. You can tell us anything, ideas for things you want that you use in your class, things you want to hear us talk about, what emoji are you?
Or how do you use emojis?
Have you ever left pizza in your cupboard for 2 months?
you can tell us that. Make me feel better that I'm not the only one. But we love to hear from people, so please. teacherstalkingtech@gmail.com. You can also check us out on Facebook and on Twitter. We're at Teach Some Tech on Twitter, and then just search for Teachers Talking Tech on Facebook. Oh my gosh, Michael, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I've missed several podcasts this year, so I guess I'm kind of
for new listeners. Mike always is the one who gets to say the Twitter address
at Teach Some Tech.
There you go.
He has a special voice for it.
Yeah, he does. He does his sultry voice at Teach Some Tech.
No, it's not that kind of voice.
Okay. All right. Okay. Sorry. All right. Well, we want to thank you for listening to this podcast, Marie. Thank you for bringing this idea to us.
I'm so glad you took me seriously the third time
You have to keep at it. Determination. All right, folks. Well, thank you for the listen. This has been Teacher Talking Tech. I'm Eric Robinson.
I'm Mike Brown.
I'm Marie Larson.
See ya.